New South Wales has a problem. And Nick, unfortunately, you're part of the reason.
What?
That we're angry.
Oh, Nick, come on, man.
I'm speaking on behalf of the state here. Actually, the country, but obviously I'm focusing on the state we live in.
And I caused it.
Well, I'll tell you, explain it why. We're set for the worst mosquito season in decades.
Is it because I live near Throsby Creek and there's a lot of mozzies down there?
I thought that at first, but then no, as I dug deeper, it's because of your ex, La Nina.
$2 the extra.
I didn't mention it.
La Nina. Obviously, it came last year, but the issue is this year is it's already been wetter leading up to summer this year. And it's going to be a very wet summer and Christmas again. I know that's bad news for everyone, but we've got to rip the Band-Aid off and prepare. And apparently, this is just breeding ground for mozzies.
Yeah, a bit of moisture, humidity. They love it.
See, look at him get excited to talk about it.
I know.
I'm not causing the mozzie.
Yeah. And now
we're going to hear reports of Ross River virus.
Yes.
They're carrying the Ross River virus.
No vaccines.
I don't want the Ross River virus.
I know.
Mosquitoes.
We've got too many viruses in the world right now.
I know.
There's too much grimness. Can La Nina just go away?
Go away. Can you get her on the phone?
What would you prefer, El Nino?
What's El Nino?
It's the opposite of La Nina.
Is El Nino dry and hot?
Like drought.
Was that when you were going through your experimental college days?
Hello, El Nino. What are you doing
here? I'm not going to dig down because it is gross, but don't look up the definition of El Nino if you want to joke about that sort of stuff.
Oh, okay.
Oh, what's the...
No, I've got to know.
I don't want to know.
No, it's not funny.
Oh, it's not funny. Okay, thank you.
Okay, all right.
Oh, I didn't know.
No, that's fine.
Oh, okay. Oh, goodness.
Either way, you're a bad person, Nick Gill.
Yeah, it's your fault.
Yeah. Okay. So the mozzies are going to be bad. And it's already been flooding in parts of New South Wales, as we know.
Yes.
They've already been breeding there. They're going to keep moving into the cities. And La Nina's coming. It's going to be more wet. There's going to be more mozzies. It's
just
going to
be bad. You're going to need a bunch of those coils. Yeah. Those coils you light on fire.
They work, but they don't work.
I know.
And you can spray yourself in mozzie spray, but then you stink.
Yes. A bit sticky.
Yeah, so sticky.
And how many coils do you need? You're like, you need a fortress. You need a moat of coils.
One coil per person.
Yeah.
You strap it to your neck or something.
Yeah.
Or to your forehead like a unicorn.
You hold on to that, yeah.
Yes.
And to have another wet Christmas, like a wet Christmas and New Year and like another wet summer.
The song says I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, not a wet Christmas, guys.
Oh,
Come on. Maybe
they misheard.
Maybe.
Yeah. So anyway, Gilly, if you could have a word to your ex, La Nina, before she rolls on in again.
Yep, shall do.
Should you just dry it out?
Yep.
We don't need the mosquitoes. You know how they talk about like the animal kingdom and like everyone serves a purpose in the animal kingdom, and if one cog dropped out, the whole thing would collapse?
Mm. Yeah.
I just don't understand it with mosquitoes.
I know.
I really don't believe that with mosquitoes.
What did we talk about recently about mosquitoes and they were making them not be able to breed or something?
Oh, that's right. There's a bunch of Canadian scientists working on chemical castration.
Yes.
For male mosquitoes so they can't breed. Exactly. They've got a plague over there. They're
like,
we've
got to
do something about it.
I like that.
And yet they fight so hard for the pandas. Like, are they adding much other than cuteness?
Cuteness? You can't put a price on cuteness.
Yeah,
Hang on. Did Nick Gill just say he would rather a mosquito than a panda in this world?
You would rather
a mosquito epidemic than a panda
epidemic? Deadly mosquito.
I'm just curious, other than like keeping bamboo at bay. Where does the panda fit in the ecosystem?
You see how fast bamboo grows, man.
You
get a bit of bamboo in your backyard.
Oh,
my God, you're edging that thing.
Everyone could use a backyard
day.
Panda for your bamboo if you've got it.
Exactly, but mosquitoes.
No one needs mosquitoes,
I'm not hearing about the pandas giving me Ross River virus.
That's true.
That's just the mozzie.
Why don't you just say you hate small businesses and we're done with it?